There is an environmental effort underway this week in Morro Bay to help reverse a problem that's affecting the bay's ecosystem. A plant key to the estuary's health is quickly becoming non-existent.
There you go. Is that right?
65.7.
Yeah.
At nearly 66 degrees, the water's warm today, according to the divers zipping up their wetsuits. Even NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, puts the average Morro Bay water temperature for August at 58 degrees. Warmer water is among the main suspects behind the decline of the area's eelgrass, a plant that grows along the bottom of the estuary.
In many respects, eelgrass is like the base of the food chain here.
Jen Nix is the restoration projects manager for the Morro Bay National Estuary Program.
What's becoming more apparent is how important it is on a worldwide scale. It's not just Morro Bay that's having these declines. In the last 30 years, I think 250,000 acres of seagrass have declined, which is on par with tropical rainforest decline, coral reef issues. And so I think that's something that, you know, people are starting to really grasp, is how really important the eelgrass is for, you know, biodiversity from that standpoint.
So it grows very well in flat ground, or it can grow up a slight slope.
That's Keith Merkel, as a group of volunteers are paying close attention for tips on collecting, bundling, and replanting eelgrass. His San Diego-based firm is jumping around the West Coast, helping local organizations with restoration efforts, the result of a wasting disease that's become a growing problem in recent years.
The first time that it actually was definitively found was in L.A. Harbor, in one of the beds there, and then ultimately Morro Bay. Since that time, it's been found up in Humboldt Bay, and then this year we found it in San Francisco.
The grass is being killed off by a slime mold that occurs naturally, but when conditions for the mold are too favorable, it overtakes the grass, which soon withers.
We believe that that's related to environmental triggers, either warmer water or stress in the plants, the eelgrass. So what I've said in the past is it's similar to a boring beetle in trees, that the boring beetles are always there. Their effectiveness at really damaging trees comes with a stress in the tree that allows them to get a foothold and do a very, very good job at killing the tree off.
This is the third year the Morro Bay National Estuary Program is making the push to save the eelgrass. While the beds are known to show fluctuations in size, they're currently at their smallest recorded level, just 15 acres, down from several hundred. On this morning, a couple of boat captains take a half a dozen or so divers out into the estuary to both replant grass and collect new clumps for more replanting, using a variety of sonar to help locate the eelgrass beds.
Brandon, grass right under me here.
Once they're spotted, it's into the water for a full day's work. By the end of the week, some 8,000 grass bundles will have been planted. Survival of the grass depends on larger underwater fields to help balance the conditions for its sustainability. If the scale tips too far, Jen Nix says the species could be lost completely.
If we were to lose all of that, we might have to look into transplanting from other areas, and that those eelgrass beds in San Francisco or down in San Diego may not be suitable for the higher elevations here.
And Keith Merkel agrees the grass is visibly different as you travel the West Coast.
As you go further south, the eelgrass blades, the individual plants are smaller in nature. You go further north, the rhizomes are thicker, the blades are wider.
Among the animals that count on the success of this week's replanting effort are the endangered steelhead trout, the black Brent goose, and a wide variety of other creatures that call the estuary home. At Morro Bay State Park, I'm Randall White, KCBX News.